Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're tuned in with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Tierra Pritchett on the line with me. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
I'm a licensed therapist by trade. That's my trade, my day-to-day. I see people for therapy to help them realize that there's something that they're operating in ineffectively and to help them become more effective in their lives.
Girl.
And I'm a therapist by trade, but I actually have a television show called Truth Moment. And I'm on the radio, and the television show you can catch streaming on Roku as well if you don't live in any of the areas that it shows on television. And the reason why I deemed it necessary to create a television show is because so often people are, like I was saying, operating ineffectively. And they have these issues that stay with them, and it's prolonged. So they worry about stigma. If I talk to too many people about it, people may think I'm crazy. They worry about religion. Okay, if I say that I have faith and I'm laying this on the altar every Sunday, then why is it leaving with me at the end of service for the benediction? Why am I taking it home?
That's not funny. And I, you know, just let me plug it in. We've talked. I've gave her my testimony about my battle with post-traumatic stress syndrome. So I can laugh. I'm not laughing at the matter. I myself have been in treatment. But go ahead.
Exactly. So, yeah. So with Truth Moments, I wanted for people to be able to watch a television show and see themselves. And be able to say, man, I didn't realize there was a name for what I was going through. Or, wow, there's someone who went through the exact same thing and they were brave enough to see help. Or they see someone who didn't want help as well. So it allows you to meet someone on a weekly basis who is going through the same thing that you're going through, and you see that you're not alone. So it's also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel called Truth Moment Vlog that you can watch them every day if you chose to. But that's the premise behind creating Truth Moment, because I wanted people to see that in order for us to be able to operate in our freedom and in our purpose, we have to first get to the reasons why we're being tied down.
Right. And I just want to interject about bringing it to the altar, because like I said, I can talk and you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. And, you know, that was a very powerful conversation we had privately that we're not going to go into now. But just really understanding that's real. You do kind of bring it back home with you. But what is some things that people, you know, give three key points that people should focus on while they're in that struggle?
Okay, one, that you're not alone. Okay, most often there are a lot of people, not just a lot of people, I'd be willing to say that everyone has gone through something where it seems like it's a nagging, tugging feeling that no matter what they do, no matter how many times that they pray, that this thing is still with them. Now, I just wanted to put out a disclaimer. Like Ms. Anderson mentioned, I'm a Christian. So I'm not saying that God doesn't have the ability to see all, heal all, be all. What I'm saying is that if you don't have that lasting, raising from the dead type of faith, then you may need to see someone else to help you get this thing off of you. And it could be depression. It could be anxiety. And maybe you don't know it's depression. Okay, depression is when you're so fixated on something that has already happened to where it affects your day-to-day.
Right.
So it already happened. You can't do anything about it, but yet it bothers you to the point to where you're constantly thinking about it, and it affects the way you sleep, the way you eat, the way you communicate. Just your day-to-day. It affects you at work, where you interact with other people. And then anxiety, another common one, is when you worry about things that haven't even happened yet, or may not even happen, but you're so worried that it, again, affects the way you eat, sleep, the way you interact with other people, how you perceive your day-to-day. So those are just some common things that people are dealing with, and they're not even aware that it has a name. I tell people all the time, you don't want to get over what's bothering you. You want to get through it. Because when you get over it, you're treating your life like a track runner, so like you're doing hurdles. Okay, you're waiting for the next one. Oh, okay. When's the next one coming? When's the next coming? But when you get through something, you'll take on some of the scars. You'll take on some of the feelings, and you'll remember the sleepless night. And you'll say, okay, how will I use these things to make me better so that the next time something presents itself that looks similar, I don't have to run and go in my shell again because I remember how I got through it the last time.
That is so real. Now, anybody who know me, know I'm Holy Ghost filled. I know my Bible. I'm a threshing floor chick. I fast. I pray because, you know, some things come with prayer and fasting. And that's why today, surely I can say I'm healed. But I can talk about being in the thick of it, how necessary it is to seek counsel. I just really want people to know, I don't care if you're a bishop, if you've been deacon 100 years, a minister, just regular Joe Smo, you have to seek counsel. Two can't walk together unless they agree. You have to learn how to take those thoughts captive. And as Miss Tierra Pritchett said, you have to learn how to get through it. And that takes someone walking hand in hand with you. And, you know, the Bible says, he who is spiritual, restore such a one. So my thing is, because I've been through it, I'm here to just concur that please seek additional help. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. It is so helpful. And I think in the African-American community, we're getting better with that. I really do. You know, you see it a lot on the reality shows with them acting so crazy, and then they go see a therapist. But in reality, go see a therapist.
Right. That's so true. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right. Now, when you're doing your show, you're dealing with people, like you said, who have already gone through this situation, and you help people identify that they're not alone. But talk about some of the onsets to give someone maybe who's listening an idea that maybe you should talk to someone.
Okay, you're finding yourself having sleepless nights. And it's not just the point of, okay, I'm restless, but your mind is seeming to always race. Like, no matter what you do, it will not stop racing. That may be anxiety that you're dealing with. Because anxiety makes you feel restless. It makes you worry in excess. So is your worrying at the point, not just, okay, well, we're a little short on money this month, how are we going to pay for this? But no, anxiety is the place where we're short on money, how am I going to pay for this? And then what if this comes up too? Or what if the car breaks down in addition to us already being short? Or what if they put us out? Or what if my child doesn't behave the way that I've taught them to in school? And then what if my child's grades plummet and say, it's when you have no control over any of these things until they actually happen, but you worry as though they've already happened. Mm. And is it affecting your appetite? Are you finding yourself eating too much? It could be that you're needing food as a comfort, or is it that you're not eating enough? So you're missing meals, and the appetite is just not there. Do you find sometimes when things are triggered that your heart races? Mm. So let's say that you are worrying about the type of student that your child is. So anytime your kid gets home or anytime your child wakes up for school in the morning, your heart is racing. Your palms are sweaty. You have shortness in breathing. See, where these, you know, are very simplistic examples, but just to help you kind of see, are these things happening to where you're taking things completely out of sorts? Okay, prepare your child for their next day at school. Okay, you have a test coming up here. Let's sit down. Let's work on this. Let's study. Have you studied? Because that's a way you can be proactive. But when you've been proactive, but you still can't get the thoughts to stop racing, you still can't find rest at night, you still can't control and shut off your brain, then you might want to seek help.
Good. That's good. Now, you mentioned children. You know, that's another area where people are like, ain't nothing wrong with my child.
Mm-mm. Yes. I see that a lot.
Okay, so let's help some parents out. Gingerly, okay. Like all with love. We're just trying to help you out.
Of course. Do you have a child who not just is hyperactive? Because I'm a mother of two. I have a 6-year-old son. So some of his hyperactivity is just because he's six. And and he's, you know, he's energetic. But you have a child who not only is hyperactive, but it's affecting them behaviorally to where they're getting in trouble at school and they're still not getting good grades. I ask parents, is it happening in more than one location? So if they're only getting in trouble at school or they only cannot sit still at school, then chances are you don't want to maybe go the medicinal route for ADHD or be so quick to label your child as having ADHD or ADD. But if it's able to be observed in more than one location, so at school and at home, you're noticing anytime you try to sit down to watch a movie, the child has to constantly get up. The child can't make it through a movie or a television show just sitting still. The child has a hard time focusing on tasks. If you give the child more than one direction at a time, you say, okay, pick up your shoes, put them in your closet, and then hang up your jacket in the hall closet, and your child somewhere gets lost along the way. Okay, now what did you say do again? After I put my shoes up, then you may want to look into these types of things. And then don't be alarmed if you're noticing, in addition to the hyperactivity and the inability to pay attention for a sustained amount of time, if you're also noticing behavioral problems. I tell parents, because they're wondering, why is he acting up so much if it's just ADHD? So then as an adult, I ask you, if you were sitting in a classroom where it seemed like everyone around you was getting it, but you weren't, so you then feel as though you aren't as smart as the other kids. You worry about if they're going to start picking on you or teasing you if they notice that you're not getting it, or if you're always the one having to ask questions or the class is having to go slow for, that can make you a bit edgy because you're always playing on the defense. So you're worried that, okay, I'm not getting this information, but Johnny is, and so is Johnny going to make fun of me because I'm not. So I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to essentially have a chip on my shoulder and feel like, you know, everyone is against me because I don't feel competent. And at that age, it's difficult for me to voice and say, Mom, I feel incompetent because I'm the last person to finish every test.
Right. And how do you gingerly tell an adult, say you're in a relationship, and now all of a sudden, you know, of course, we know the first part of the relationship is always gravy. It's always nice. I'm sorry, but, you know, I just can't control myself. Okay, then all of a sudden, you start seeing certain things, and you're like, babe, you know. I'm going to go ahead. You know what I'm saying. You be like, babe, you know, it's just, how do you gingerly tell that person? Do you say, I'll go with you, or like, what happens?
You're talking about if you're thinking your significant other needs therapy.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you don't want to make anyone come off as feeling insecure.
Right.
So then I ask you, what are the reasons that are causing you to think that, Bae might benefit from going to see somebody?
Okay, I'm going to give you a real example.
Please do.
So, you know, y'all live together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe 2 in the morning, you know, and you go to the bathroom. So, you know, you got your head down because just like it was arduous just to get up to go pee, you know.
You're right.
Like, so you kind of hurry up. Let me hurry up and pee. And then when you look up, Bae's standing in the doorway talking about where you going.
Okay, so we're talking about in the issues of control.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. The way that I would approach control, because control is a sensitive issue, anytime that someone is operating excessively with needing control, there's an area of their life where they feel a void for control. So either there was a time in their life where they didn't have any, so now they feel it's necessary to control, or they feel that if they don't control, then maybe you could leave. So then I would then, you know, even ask, incite conversation in them, you know, what makes you think that I would leave? What makes you feel that you have to be aware of my every move? Because that's an insecurity thing.
Right.
On their part. Yeah, that's an insecurity thing. So we need to get to the root of the insecurities. So if you feel like you're not able to get to the root of these, or maybe there's some deep-rooted things that they feel uncomfortable sharing, then you can suggest that, you know, babe, I don't know why, you know, you feel that I would go you know, around on you, or that you would have to worry about me, you know, leaving, because that's not the case. But I want you to be able to get to the bottom of that, or they can really have a chance of messing up what we have.
Right.
Because I feel as though I'm not giving you a reason to feel insecure in us. But if you're not in a place where you can talk about these things with me, then you have to go and get them, you know, with someone else. Because not for my sake, but for yours. Because I'm sure it can't be pleasing to, you know, have to worry about your significant other, you know, messing around on you.
Right.
So if you play, you know, that role, then it could come off as just legit concern,
right,
not to the role like, yo, you crazy and this is creepy and about to be out, you know. So if you play it from a, you know, from an angle, I'm legitimately concerned about what is bothering you that makes you feel that you shouldn't be secure with me.
Yo, that was like the best answer in the whole wide world. And that, no, really. And that is for both male and female.
Yes.
I had to do a male because I'm a female, but that goes both ways. As I listen to you, if you're a guy and you're listening, do the same role for the female that's,
yes,
you know, looking at you and you're like, babe,
absolutely,
you need somebody. Wow, that was great. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, see your YouTube channel.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. Again, Tierra Pritchett on my social media. It's Tierra Pritchett on my Facebook. And my Twitter is Young Fly Saved.
Damn.
So, right. Young Fly Saved. YungFly and then SVD. And my YouTube is Truth Moment Vlog, and that's vlog with a V as in Victor. And one thing that I just really want to say is that you may not be fortunate enough to find a therapist that is a Christian or Christian therapy. I tell my patients all the time, this isn't Christian therapy, but I'm a therapist who is a Christian. So I don't force it on anyone. I don't have people come in and say, bow your heads, let us pray. Like, that's not how I start my therapy sessions. However, before you come in and after you leave, I pray that God can speak something in me that is relevant to you.
Amen.
And I feel that it has helped my patients that have come to see me, because when you have a therapist that's saying that, not, I don't believe that it's the will of God for you to have to be on medication for your entire life.
That's right.
If that's according to your faith. So seek therapy, yes, you know, but if you feel that you have the faith in order to, and God is telling you this thing, in order for you to not have to take medication for your entire life, then you exercise that. You walk in that. But I'm saying, I'm a huge proponent and advocate for therapy. You have to. You have to seek therapy, and I know that. And I'm, you know, it's been a blessing linking up with Nigeria, because I know that she advocates for therapy.
Yeah. No, because once you feel crazy and you haven't been feeling crazy, that's the craziest moment. And, you know, I say that I'm thanking God today that I'm sound and in my right mind, because it has been a true journey. I mean, post-traumatic stress syndrome is nothing to play with.
Right.
And any kind of mental illness is nothing to play with. You know, Caliban and people get hurt because you just don't have control. But I am a true advocate that when you start feeling that you're unbalanced, then seek help so you can become balanced. And that's really just what it is. I mean, the Bible says when you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. Your ways, your relationships, your finances, everything. So you want to be sound. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind to do what he has called us to do. And we're all called and we all have purpose in life. And it's not to walk around confused.
Yep. That's so true. Therapy is extremely important. If you can say you will go and have your checkups with your doctor, therapy should be the same. So I invite all of the listeners to do a checkup. Do a mental evaluation on yourself. You don't have to be, you know, well-versed and all the jargon that you've heard us speak of today, but just evaluate within yourself. Is there something that you have been holding on to, whether it be guilt for something that you've done, whether it's resentment for something that someone else has done, whether it's depression about losing a loved one and you feeling like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't their time or it was too soon. So I ask you, what is it that you feel, or is it the words of a family member or a loved one that told you you would never be anything? So even though you put on a mask saying I am someone, when you go home and you take that off, do you really love the person that looks back at you in the mirror? Do that evaluation with yourself. And it's not to stir up old things, but it's to let you know that the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So to transform something is to shift, to shape it. So is there an area of your life that you're wanting to be, you know, shifted in, maybe propelled in your destiny, in your purpose? But first you have to renew your mind. So what are you holding on to in your mind that's stopping you from your purpose to where God sees you speak? Because we say, I want to be the me that God sees me, but do you really?
Right.
Do you really?
And especially if you have visions and dreams of being successful, a lot of successful people will tell you they had to battle depression. They had to battle disappointments. And it's rough to get back up off of those horses once, you know, you saw it one way and then people are just constantly telling you no, you know, and how to push past yourself. I think we're going to do a show together and, you know, maybe we'll do something. We're going to invite you guys out to come out and just be a free will thing that, you know, you could just let it out because you're not alone. And that's for real.
Absolutely. And not, you know, more people battle and struggle with mental health issues. And of course they would admit, but then you would even know,
right?
You know, it's a lot of people out there and it's not a finish line. It's a constant type of thing because you'll have new situations that stir up or trigger old thoughts, you know, but what's comforting in that, not that it's scriptural, but the Bible says, lo, I'm with you always.
Right.
When you do feel that you're at your lowest low, God is there with you. But faith without works is dead. So work towards getting better and going to see your local therapist.
That's
or you can catch an episode of Truth Moment.
Yeah, tell them. That's right. Go there and just, you know, or reach out to her on social media. You know, we
Absolutely.
Have all this new technology. You guys can Skype, you know, y'all PayPal her, you know, nothing free. Mm-hmm. Y'all PayPal her. And I'm sure she'll be willing to help you out. So thank you once again.
No problem.
I love all the topics we touched. I'm believing God for someone to just really acknowledge what we said and examine themselves, because that's really what you have to do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Nigeria Anderson and Urban Buzz Magazine for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. And, yeah, like she said, you know, be on the lookout. We are going to do something really huge to the city, and we will be inviting everybody out, and I know that it's going to be a blessing and a wealth of knowledge for people. Hopefully you'll be touched and lives will be changed and people will see themselves in the stories that we share.
Yeah. I mean, I laugh. And I'm just grateful to laugh. I'm like a comedian with mine because it was, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm smart. I went to NYU. I graduated. I got a degree. What's wrong with me? Why I'm bugging out? You know, so it was an interesting journey, but I thank you again. And we're going to help a lot of people. So just stay tuned.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
All right, sweetie.